Mishnah. Let's see again. On Chav Ches Amar Aleph, there is a Mishnah that presents a Machloikas, Reb Yuda and the Tanakama. Who is the mysterious Tanakama? So whenever you have Reb Yuda and someone else, we assume it's Reb Meir. Whenever you have Reb Meir and someone else, we assume that it's Reb Yuda. So the Bar Plukta of Reb Yuda is Reb Meir. So there's some kind of Machloikas, and the Mishnah has two cases. Nishba Kad B'shu Sirabim or Shaloka B'charsis. So it sounds like there are two different cases where they're arguing. So that's what Abayi was medayik from the Mishnah. The Tarte Pligi on Chav Tes Amar Aleph, about six lines from the top. The Mishnah gives two cases, so it sounds like the Tarte Pligi. Pligi B'shas Tefila, Pligi Lachan Tefila. What's the double machlokes? B'shas Tefila, Lachan Tefila. The simple pshat in the Mishnah is that Reb Yuda says Shainim is kavan potter if it's oynis, if the asiyas labor was oynis, then you're not chayv. And Reb Meir disagrees. How can it be someone disagrees? So the Gemara says somebody disagrees because he holds that even oynis you're also chayv. How can it be? But there's a pasuk lanar lasasa dover. The Chitema, the Gemara says on the bottom of Chav Chesem base, maybe Reb Meir's opinion is that even this came mom and boy and is also chayv. Maybe that possible and arul sasa dovar only applies with respect to misa, but doesn't apply with respect to mom. And so the Gemara says it can't be. Yeah, of course it can't be. There is a Gemara in the Dorim. It says on the side, Nedorim Chav Zainam and Alf. The Gemara in the Dorim says, if I give a get to my wife Alatanai, the husband is always traveling away on business. Every other week he's not home. So the wife says, there's no marriage over here. I want a get. You're never home. I have no companionship. I want you to give me a get. I want to marry a normal husband. So the husband says, please don't insist on a get. I promise you I'm going to come back soon, and if I don't come back within a week, the get should be chal. So then he goes and he's ready to come back within a week, and then there's an airline strike. He's in Hong Kong and no one's getting anywhere. All the airlines are striking. He can't go by boat. He's not going to make it back. He can't go by plane. There's no way to come back. So the Gemara says, if the Gemara says they're in the dorm, if the Kiyum HaTanai was fulfilled by Einus, that's not considered Kiyum HaTanai. So that's not a shayla of Ptur K'tola. Hanimilinya K'tola that you put. No, the Gemara says when a person does a Maisa by Einus, it's considered as if he didn't do the Maisa. The Maisa of not coming back in time. It doesn't relate to him. The Maisa of not coming back says, if I don't come back by next Shabbos, I raise a gitach. It's not considered that he didn't come back by next Shabbos. He didn't do that maisa. It's considered as if it happened by itself. So the Gemara really said that's impossible to say like that. But Anarul Sasadav is not just a Ptur Ketol, a Ptur Ranshin. There's a Gemara, it says on the side, Avodizor Daf Nun Dalad. Avodizor Daf Nun Dalad is really, the Gemara is discussing a topic that's discussed later in Bava Kamma. In the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, it says if a person brings a korban, min habokar min atzon takrivas korbanchem. So the Gemara says min habokar is a miut, and min atzon is a miut. Lo kol atzon, but lo kol habokar. Some animals, yes, some animals, no. The Gemara says lahotzi nevad. If you have an animal that was worshipped, somebody worshipped the animal. Somebody else worships my behemoth. Then we say ein anamosa dovish ein shaloi. So his worshipping doesn't relate to my animal. But if I worship my own animal, so my animal is mutabah. No, animal is mutabah, no, balichayim anat nesorim, but lagavoya, it's pasul lahakrova. The Gemara has a later that Rosho Shohorg lahotzias ha revea besanir va mukta venevad. Rosho Shohorg is Sodom. A short that was involved in Abu Dizor Gili Arais Ashvichas Domin. The three Averis Achamur. So Rosho Shohorg is Sodom. It's possible legabim mizbeach unless it's a shor who it's done. Unless the shor the Gemara has later in Bava Kamma, unless the shor was trained in the stadium for bullfights, so it's not the fault of the shor. The people wave a red flag in front of the shor, so they're making crazy. So that's why he kills people. But the shor on his own doesn't kill anybody. So sure, that's mukta v'nevad. The shor was worshipped by the owner of the shor. He deifies the shor. Shor is muta banav, but it's posel la mizbech or mukta. It was set aside to be makriv it as a korban. The Gemara has a lot of details there. Or if the shor is where they have an ibrit, so the shor was involved in avodah zogin rasha shlichas dam. So the Gemara says it's posel la krova. So the Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara says there in avodah zar daf nundale. Gemara quotes a brisa that it's Bein be'ainis, bein be'rotzen. The shor becomes us ba'noah if it's nevad, bein be'ainis, bein be'rotzen. What does it mean ba'ainis? The shor is always ba'ainis. The shor doesn't even know what's going on. Somebody, the owner of the shor, deifies the shor. He bows down to his shor. So the shor is always not at fault. The shor is always ba'ainis, and it becomes pasal ha'mizbeach. What does it mean, bein be'ainis, bein be'rotzen? Mar says, no. Whether I worship my shor out of my own free will, or a goy held a gun to my head, in Mitzrayim, let's say, they used to worship animals in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, days of Yosef and Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu, Chumash, it says that that was Tavis Mitzrayim, the live animals were Tavis Mitzrayim, that was in Avodah Zarah. So whether I worship my own shore out of my own free will, or a goy held a gun to my head and he threatens to kill me, unless I deify my cow. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, "La nayra l'sasa dover." Since he held a gun to my head, the din is yaharig bal yaber. I'm not supposed to worship Avodah Zarah even to save my life. But if I did, the Rambam writes in Perikei and Hilchos Yisei Ator, if I did worship Avodah Zarah in order to save my life, so the Rambam says I don't get an oinish. There's one din pikuach nefesh that's in this week's sedra. V'chay behem alosh yomas behem. That pikuach nefesh is a derech hakala tarkula, except for rare cases. Avodah Zarah is one of the cases where pikuach nefesh is not matir. But then there's another din, the oinus rachmana patre, even if it's no heta pikuach nefesh. I did an avera. I wasn't supposed to worship the behemoth, even to save my life. That's yehorig val yavar. But I went ahead and I worshipped it in order to save my life. So the Rambam holds that too is called oinus. There are two kinds of oinus. One oinus, Oynis b'shev altasu. Let's say a man is ma'anis an eshes ish. So the Chumash says, "Well, now we'll assess a dover and ki kashiyokam arish tzochan nevish kena dover azeh." Mamish, he couldn't do anything about it. He was ma'aniser. Then there's another kind of an oynis. Not oynis b'shev altasu. He was unable to do anything about it, but rather he made a conscious decision. But the decision to worship Avodah Zarah was in order to save his life. So the Rambam says that's also considered the oinus rachmana patri. Even though he wasn't supposed to make that choice, that's yehorig val yava. But if he made that choice, he's not punished. He doesn't deserve any oinish. And the Kesem Mishnah quotes Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam. He quotes the Hasogas HaRamach, just like the Hasogas HaRaivin on the whole Rambam. So the Ramach also wrote Hasogas on the Rambam. So the Ramach disagrees with this Rambam. The Chiddush Aran on Sanhedrin also disagrees with this Rambam. He holds since it's Yehorig Val Yaver, you're supposed to give up your life. If you didn't give up your life, you deserve an Einish Mis. You don't give Einish Mis unless there was Hasroa. You have to have Hasroa. It's not enough to have Hasroa. You have to have Yater Atzma L'misa. The guy has to say, I'm going to do the Avera anyway, even if you're going to give me the death penalty. So what Shaykh, what do you mean? He said, Yater Atzma L'misa. What do you mean? I'm going to worship the Avodah Zarah. I don't care. I'm going to worship the Avodah Zarah. I want to worship the Avodah Zarah. He doesn't want to worship the Avodah Zarah. He said, I don't want to worship the Avodah Zarah. But they're going to kill me. The guy is going to shoot me if I don't. So the whole, you're not going to give an Einish Misa. It's not going to happen. How can you give an Einish Misa? It's not feasible. But in principle, the Chiddush Aran with the Ramach are in disagreement with the Ram. Where did the Rambam get his idea from? How did he know that that la naira la sasa dover doesn't only apply when it's an oinus of shevi al tasa, like the man is ma'anus a woman. Ki kashiyok amish out socha nevish kena dover is ma'amish b'shevi al tasa. The horuk was murdered by the retzeh. What could he do about it? So the woman was nensa. How did the Rambam know that it even applies when a person made a decision in order to save his life? That's also called oinus. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, nun dalet. That's what the Gemara says. If a nochri held a gun to my head and threatens to kill me unless I worship my cow. So when I worship my cow, the Gemara says, well, that's your horig v'yavar. I'm not supposed to worship the cow. But if I did, the Gemara says, well, anayra l'sasa dover, and the cow is not called nevad. The Gemara said the cow is not called Nebat. So you see, it's not just a ptur from Misa. Let's say on my own I worship my cow. Nobody threatened to kill me. I don't get Misa because there was no Hasra. Let's say there was no Aden, there was no Hasra. But still, I worship the cow on my own, so that's a psul Nebat. Mukta Nebat. Ravei Avinir, but Mukta Nebat. They're all pasul Lagabi Karbon, Lagabi HaKrovim. So here also, if the pasuk v'lanar l'sasadaba only means ptur k'tola, so how does it apply over here? That because the nochri threatens to kill me and I worship my cow, therefore it's kosher l'gabim izbel. So you see, like the Gemara in the Dorim Chav Zayin said, whenever you have l'anar l'sasadaba, whenever someone makes a conscious decision to do an action in order to save his life, it's considered as if he didn't do it at all. It's considered as if he never worshipped Abba Dizar. And the cow doesn't become Asa. The cow doesn't become Asa. So that's what the Gemara says. The Chitema, that really Rab Meir disagreed. That's the Machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Yudah in the Mishnah, whether if a behemah, I made a boar, so Chayif Techishbar Kiyich Rishbar. If I made a boar, Ba'oinus. I'm holding on to a kli, and the thing just falls apart in my hand. And it cracks, and you have the broken glass all over the place. Then someone comes and they cut their feet. They don't wear shoes, and they cut their feet over there. They get the huzak over there. So you're going to say, Rab Meir, Rab Yudah says, if it's ainah miskaven potter, because ainah, so Rab Meir disagrees. Meir holds even by ainah, so yuachayiv, either pasuk v'lanar l'sasadav only goes on k'tola. The Gemara laps it away. That's ridiculous. That's a din and call it terkul. How do they know that even Rab Meir agrees? So the Gemara quotes, v'hatanya. Maybe Rab Meir disagrees and he holds on the Sasadov on the Linik Tola. Avalinian is Zikin Chayev. The Gemara says, now, Tanya, you have a Bryce. Bryce also quotes the Machlegis Rab Meir Rab Yudah in two cases. The Mishnah had two cases. Hukla Chechot Bemaim, Oshaloka Bacharasel. So that's what led Abai to say Betarte Pligi. The Bryce also has two cases. Nishbara Kadavala Silk Nafal Gemala Valehamida. So the Bryce also has two cases. So the Gemara thought midim asnisin. What did the Gemara have? Since in the Mishnah, umidim asnisin betarti, brisanami betarti. Just like Abai was medayik from the Mishnah that it says two cases. You see, betarti pligi. So the bris also betarti pligi, and it's the same machlokes on Meir Rab Yudah. So what are they fighting about? Is that what they're fighting about? Whether Oynes Rachmana Patri is just a ptur from Tolo, or even Patas from Bor? So the Gemara says it can't be, because the Brisa spells it out on the top line of Chavtes. He leaves it on top of the roof, and he knows that in Chicago is the windy city, and whatever you leave on the roof, within 2 hours is going to fall down on the ground. So if it's a Ruach Metzuya for that city, so that's Poshea. So then he's Chayv. And then it says in the Braisa, Moide Rameir, on the fourth line from the top, Moide Rameir Rabbanim, B'malek, Kankanim, Alagag, Almanas, Nagam, Anaf, Lubach, She'en Metzuya, Shehu Pater. So they both agree to each other. They both agree if he left it, Baruch, if he left it on a rooftop and it fell down, Baruch Metzuya, you're Poshea, so that's called Asiyas. With the Koach HaChemura of the wind that you can expect, the Ruach Metzuya, so that's called Asiyas HaBor. You made the barn, you are the Balabor. And Moide Rameir LeRabbanon, if it's Ruach She'en Metzuya, that you put it. Why? So you see, Rameir also holds that Lanar L'Sasadom. So what are they fighting about? So it can't be like we thought originally, that Rameir disagrees and he holds that Pasuk Lanar L'Sasadom only applies to K'tola. That's impossible. So Elam Rabaye, the Gemara finally says on the sixth line, Elam Rabaye, Betarti Pligi. Both in the Mishnah and the Braisa, you have two cases of Betarti Pligi. Pligi Bishas Nefila, or Pligi Lacha Nefila. So what are the two? So Abaye thought it must be two unrelated machloikesin. That's Abaye holds. It's two unrelated. Pligi Bishas Nefila, what's the machloikes? I think the last pasuk in Hosea says, "Ki yisharim darchei Hashem tzadikim yochavam afoshim mikol shlovam." I think that's the concluding pasuk in Hosea. So if there's something in the street and I trip on something, there's a big rock in the street, I trip, so that's an einus. Ein darchem shal beradam is benim bedrochem. People when they walk, most people don't keep on looking down on the ground. Maybe in Washington Heights, you have to keep on looking down to make sure that you don't walk into a mess. But a normal, but if you live in a city where the streets are clean, so normal people, the behemoths look down, but normal human beings look up. So if there's a stumbling block there and someone falls on it and it trips, then niskaloinus, no one's going to say nisko pasheh. When is there a machlekes when the niskaloinus, nisko pasheya, if it's yishorim da'achei Hashem, it's a derech yishora, and then it says, foshim yikoshlovam. Niskal is posheya. That's how the pasuk sounds like. If it's a derech yishora, if there's nothing there to trip on. So that's a machlekes. Fligi b'shas nefila, whether niskal posheh, niskal loines, if there's nothing to trip on. Masav and niskal apasheh, that's the one machlekes. Then, when is it called b'shas nefila? So the Taptesis writes on Chav Tesim and Aleph, calls man shalohoylo panay l'saleh, kori shas nefila. Not only as he's falling down, the moment that he's falling down, the first few moments before he had a chance to compose himself and to get up and to pick up all the broken glass, that's called b'shas nefila. You can't expect him to run and pick everything up. You gotta give him a few moments to compose himself. So calls man that he didn't have p'nai l'saleh kori shas nefila. Olach nefila, and after kvar hoylo p'nai l'saleh, so that's another unrelated machloikis. That's Abai holds unrelated machloikis. What is that machloikis? So that we spoke about 2 days ago. That's the machlokes when it says in the Chumash, Bal Habor Yishalem. How to translate Bal Habor? So Rashi quotes, that's a machlokes later. Rashi writes, Ulekamon, Mem Tesam, and Bal, Spligi Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Kiva, Baha Milsa. How to translate the word Bal Habor Yishalem? Bal Habor means, Mdini Mominus, he is the owner of the bor. But if a person takes a bottle and he smashes it in the middle of the street where everybody walks barefoot, he smashes it by a swimming pool, let's say. Everybody's walking barefoot over there. And then he's mafkirit, and he walks away. So is that groma ben azikin? Is that called groma ben azikin? And he say, no, what do you mean? He made asiyah sabor. He smashed it, he made asiyah sabor. So that's a machlokes hatanoim, very strange. It says, v'chiyiftach yishbar kiyichrishbar. So that's a machlokes, v'chiyiftach yishbar kiyichrishbar. Is bar b'shus harabim? And mamzer doesn't belong to me. But because Aliske psicha, aliske kriya bolo. Since he did the psicha, he did the kriya, he's called the balabar, even on dini mominus, it's not his. Or do you say no? Balabar yishalei means it has to belong to him in dini mominus. And if he just cracks a bottle and he's mafkirid, then no such din that asiyas habar makes me into the balabar. It has to be that in dini mominus, it's mine. So just like Rashi said, just like a bohom nilse pligi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and daf memtes, lekaman. So Abai suggests that is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, the second machlokes. The first machlokes is b'shas nefila, because it's a derech yishora, there's nothing to trip on. If he tripped because there's a stumbling block there, then everyone agrees on niskal zaynus. But if he just tripped on his own feet, so that's the machlokes on Meir Rabbi Yehuda, with a niskal pashen and niskal zaynus. And pligi lacha nefila, unrelated machlokes, where the mafkin is Zokov is chayva pata. How do you translate balabor? Why did Abai have to come up that it's a double machlokes unrelated? Why didn't he simply say it's talizay bezeh? He was niskal. See, if you hold niskal posheya, so he made asiya sabor bipshia. So then, if he's going to be mafkirit later on, if it'll be mafkirit later on, he won't be potter. If niskal posheya so b'shas nefila, you're chai because you're posheya. There was nothing to trip on, just tripped on your own feet. So if niskal posheya, that's why b'shas nefila you're chayev. Then la'acha nefila, you're also chayev, even though he's mafkirit, because mafkin is zokav la'acha nefilas p'shia is chayev. But if niskaloines, and you put the b'shas nefila because zaynus rachman et patre, the mafkin azok of lach and nefila zaynus is also put. So later on, the Gemara has such a suggestion. Elamash kachzla, 10 lines from the bottom. Gemara says, Elamash kachzla the askil, he tripped on his own feet, v'askil ve gamla, and the behemoth tripped on him. And the behemoth tripped on him. So if you hold nisko posheya, and then his behemoth tripped on him, and the behemoth drops dead, and he's mafkirit. So if niskal oines, So it's mapkin azaka blachan the filas ainus is pata. But if nisko pasheya, then mapkin azaka blachan the filas pshia would be chayv. They both agree. Now there's a mayor abuda, they both agree to the abstract din. Mapkin azaka blachan the filas ainus is pata. And mapkin azaka blachan the filas pshia would be chayv. Why? Because there are. We accept both definitions of bala bor yishalem. Bala bor means that either in dini mamonis, I am the owner of the bor. Adag bor mamish on the edge. Here, the rishus haram is over here. Adag bor right over here. Or, so I am the bala bor in dini mamonis. Or if I dig a bor in the middle of the rishus haram, either asiyas habor makes me bala bor, or in dini mamonis I'm the bala bor. So if it's mafkin zokav lacha nefilas oines. So Nefilas Oines, he didn't do the Asiyas HaBor. He tripped. And then he's not the Balabar and Dini Mamanis because he was Mafkirit. So he's neither Balabar because of Mamanis, nor Balabar because of Asiyas HaBor. Then he's Potter. But if it's Mafkin and Zok of Elach and Nefilas Pshia, so then Nefilas and Pshia, that's Asiyas HaBor. So what does it help that he's Mafkin and Zok of afterwards? Because he's not the Balabar and Dini Mamanis. But he's the Balabar Asiyas HaBor. He was Pshia in the first place. So the Gemara says that some Amoraim learned like that. Betarti Pligi, but Betarti Pligi, it boils down to the same thing. Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda both agree to the Klolim. That Balabar means either Balabar and Dini Mamanis, it belongs to you, or Balabar Asiyas Habor. So if the Asiyas Habor was Ba'ines, you didn't do Asiyas Habor. And then later on, if you're Mafkirit, so you neither Balabar because of Asiyas HaBor, nor are you Balabar because indeed the Mamanis it's yours, you are Mafkirit. But if it's Mafkin Azok of Lach and Nefilas Pshia, so true, you're Mafkirit, so you're not the Balabar and Dinamah, but you're Balabar and Asiyas HaBor. So one of the Amoraim says like that. It's a double machloikis, but it's really only one. It's only one point. So that's what Abai Tosis points out. Abai didn't want to say like that. Abai wanted to say Bitarti Pligi, two unrelated machloikis. To one, we like, if he say the other pshat, then it's not really betarti pligi. They all agree, they only have one machlekes with the niskal pasha and niskal oines. And they both agree that mafkin azok of lacha and afila bipshia is chayev. Both agree that mafkin azok of lacha and afila sinus would be potter. But they just argue whether niskal pasha and niskal oines, that's only one machlekes, with the niskal pasha and niskal oines. So Abaye understood from the Mishnah betarti pligi, two unrelated issues. And this Amora holds now that it's betarti pligi, two cases, but it's one dekuda. There's only one dekuda that they're arguing about. Shine. So that's the gist of the Gemara. Then the Gemara has six lines from the bottom. Rab Lozer Amar, Abai lived in Bavel. Rab Lozer.
How do you see the second Amora holds that it's one dekuda varying that from the fact that he says that it's askimaskil beganama?
What is that, Rashi? Does Rashi say anything here? Rashi doesn't say. That's the definition. Niskal bei behem tahav leihu posheya. L'chore, that's the pshat. No, it's one nekuda. They both agree. The mafkin azok of lach nefilas pshia would be chayiv, because balabor means either in dini mamonis he's the balabor or asiyas habor, either one or the other. So if he's mapkin and zokav, he smashes a bottle. He did asiyas habor. So if he's going to be mapkin, it's not going to patter him. But over here, he didn't smash it, b'mezid, b'miskaven. He tripped, but he tripped on nothing. So tripping on nothing, niskal, but derech ishara, that's a machleg zamer rebuta with a niskal pashe and niskal oines. So l'shitasim, if niskal oines, and he's mapkin after mapkin and zokav, b'lachan afilas oines, is patter. Because it's neither the Balabar and Dini Mamnes nor the Balabar. That's the Poshup Shah. No. It's totally Zeb Bezeb.
Isn't the tough test of the case for Yochanan, like the first line?
Yeah.
Isn't that what the case is? That Rashi points out that's what the case is, that it's connected?
Yeah. There were Amoraim who learned like that. Yeah.
This is directly material.
Yeah. That is totally Zeb Bezeb. Exactly.
Well, what wasn't the Gemara just trying to give? Figure out how if Masnisa and Bitarki, so the Gemara is explaining how you have a case of Shas Nefila and the Raisa, but the Gemara is explaining along the same line of thinking of the Machlokas as it was explained before. The Gemara is switching now and explaining what the Machlokas or the Manner of Yehuda is.
Abai doesn't want to say like Abai wants to say it's two unrelated things. And the Gemara in Amud Bey, maybe it's not this line in the Gemara, but the Gemara in Amud Bey quotes Amoraim who do say like that, that it's one nekuda. It's Tligi Betarti. Rabbi Yechanan holds like Abai. Gemara finally says like that. Rabbi Yechanan says the same as Abai. That Betarti Tligi. But it's not the same as Abai said two unrelated topics. No, he holds. The only time it's samachloikis for the plige lachanafila is this case. If niska posheya, then mafken azokav will be chayv. Niska lezainis, then mafken azokav will be pata. They both agree to the klal. So it's betar to plige, but it's hobo hatalia. It's really only one, the kudus samachloikis. Abai didn't like that because that's not tar to plige. That's two cases, but it's one the kudus, whether niska posheya, niska loinis. So the Gemara continues on the base, Vaita Itmar, here, about 10 lines from the top of Chavtas on the base. Mavkin is Zakav, is Machlek Zabiechan, and Reb Lozen. Charam Achayv, Charam Apotter. So the Poshep Shat sounds like, in any case, Mavkin is Zakav, a man smashes a bottle by the swimming pool, and he's Mavkirat, and he walks away. Is that called Grumma ben Azik and his Potter? For sure it's Grumma ben Azik, and Grumma ben Azik and the Gemara has in the first half in Akainis. It's Potem in the Yinari Mechai B'din Shamai. That's our Rameya says over here also. The Chachamim Amrim, a top line on Chav Tes, Potem in the Yinari Mechai B'din Shamai. Means that it's Grumma ben Azik. So Grumma ben Azik, and so this line in the Gemara is the same as the Gemara, the first half in Akainis. Grumma ben Azik and is Potem in the Yinari Mechai B'din Shamai. So that seems to be the machlekes of Yechon Reb Loza. And Mavkin Azakov, he smashes the bottle and he mafker all the broken pieces and he walks away. So that's a machlekes of the Chayba Potter. So that's the same as Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, where Rashi quoted from Daf Memtes. How do you translate the pasuk Balabar Yishalem, where the Balabar means the Balabar because Asiyas Hamazik and Balabar because he owns the bar? That's the simple pshat. So the Gemara wants to know, and is that the machlokes where the mafkin is zakav is chayv apater? So the Gemara says, not necessarily the same as over here. Man b'chayv amar lo hano di amra filu the rabban akan la pat rabban the mafkin is zakav the hocha shum the onusu mafkin is zakav lachan the filu sinus. So he didn't do asiyas habor. And it's not his indeed imamnus. Avam afkan azok of the alma, he smashes a bottle. So then it could be mechayvi. Then it could be that yechayv. So the Gemara says it's not necessarily so that this is Abai seems to learn that the machlekes from Meir and Rabbi Yude, the tarti pligi, the double machlekes goes a mafkan azok even bipshia. That's the top tosis. Even mafkan azok, he smashes the bottle bipshia. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan says, not so. Rabbi Yechanan thinks the machlokes is only mafken azakav lachan nefila sinus, and it's totally zeb zeb. So the Gemara raised, we're not sure. Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Loza lived in Eretz Yisrael. So somebody came to Babel and he tells him over there's machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Loza. So they're not sure who said which way. They didn't tell over the whole story. They're not sure who said which way, and they're not sure what the case is. Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Loza. Are they arguing mafken azakav after he smashes the bottle, the mezid of the miskab and a mafkan azakav lachan afila sinus? We're not sure what the case is. Sure. So the Gemara says, this time the Rablozo the Amachayev, we can establish who holds which way. The Amar Rablozo Mishin Rabbi Shmuel Shnei Dvar Menim Shusu Shaladim, etc. So Rablozo says Beferish. Rablozo says Beferish, right? So the Gemara says, you're right, this time. He says, Eina B'shusa Shalodim, that the Chiyav Bor is even B'shusa Rabim, even if the Bor is not mine. So if you say like that, that Rablozo holds Yechayiv even on B'shusa Rabim, then Rabbi Yechon is the one who holds that you putter. So then the Gemara is going to ask, but it's not true. It's not true. The Gemara says later, B'hamar, Rabbi Yechon lochik esta Mishneh, two lines from the bottom of Chav Tes on base. Rabbi Yechanan always says, in general halachic is the Mishnah. The Gemara says in other places, Trei Amorai Alib the Rabbi Yechanan. There are two versions among the students of Rabbi Yechanan, what he said. That he said, always halachic is the Mishnah, or not necessarily. So our Gemara is presenting according to that one version, the Rabbi Yochanan always holds halachic is Stam Mishnah, and you have the Stam Mishnah seems to say Chayfa Bar B'Shus HaRabim Chayfa Bar Poshe Pshat and the Pasuk Eina B'Shus HaShalom Chayfa Bar B'Shus HaRabim is Chayim. So the Gemara says on the last one, El Yerlim Rabbi Yochanan Machay Rabbi Yochanan holds an Asiyas HaBor Yechayv, even though you're not the Balabor and the Imamanis, and Asiyas HaBor makes you the Balabor. But it's a machleg sabiachan rablozer. Mid rabiachan amachai rablozer am a potter. How can you say rablozer am a potter? But rablozer quotes in the name of the Tana Rabbi Shmo. Gemara finally says, Loi kashu ha di de ha de rabbe. He was just saying over what the Tana Rabbi Shmo said. He doesn't necessarily subscribe to that. He doesn't necessarily have to agree. He's saying over a tradition from the Tana Rabbi Shmo. But he himself obviously disagrees. Sure, okay. That's the whole Gemara. That is the whole Gemara. So in the middle of this Gemara, he spoke a little bit about the Mishnah HaHoifeches HaGolol. The two Mishnah is on Lamed Amid Aleph. So the last line in the second Mishnah, reads, it's really a separate Mishnah, it doesn't belong together with HaMoitzi Tivno, it's unrelated. So it says, HaHoifeches HaGolol B'Shus HaRam, there's behemoth walk, horses, all kinds of golol in the street. So someone picks it up and puts it back. Ha'hoifech is ha'golol. The Gemara is going to be medayik. Why does it say ha'hoifech? Why doesn't it say ha'magbia is ha'golol? Ha'magbia would sound like he picked it up to a higher location. Ha'hoifech means he just turns it over like this. He didn't pick it up so high. That's the Gemara is going to be medayik. But before you get to the deal, so the ha'hoifech is ha'golol b'shus ram v'huzik b'macher chayav b'nisko. The second person who turned over the golol is chayiv. He's the balabor. Balabor Yushalayim. How is he the balabor? The golol was there from before. So if he takes the golol to his home and then he takes it back in the street and he puts it back, if that would be the case, so the Gemara gives a mashal. That's like Reuben digs a bar in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. Shimon comes and says, "That's terrible." So he takes all the offer, he pushes it back in, and he fills up the tomam es habor, fills up the whole bor. And then he says, no, it's a good idea. And he digs out the bor again, and he leaves all the offer over there, and leaves the bor. So the Gemara says, it's talak luhu ma'isa rishayim. The Gemara uses a loshen. He filled up the bor, so there's no more bor. So whoever dug the bor the first time, Reuben dug the bor the first time, he's off the hook, there's no more bor. And then Shimon, who filled it up, now he digs everything out again. He makes a bet. So of course the second guy did asiyas habor. So the Gemara says, if it would have been, he took the golol home and then he puts it back into the street, so that would be called asiyas hamazik. But the Gemara says, because it says ahoifech es hagolol, it sounds like he didn't take it so far away. Hamagbias hagolol would mean he took it away and then he brought it back. Ahoifech es hagolol just turned it over. So he can't call me asiyas hamazik. The golol was there from before. So how am I chayiv? Chayv b'nisko. Why my chayv if someone gets hurt on the golo? So Rab Lozer comments, the Rab Lozer, this same Rab Lozer, the Talmud Rab Yechanan from Eretz Yisrael, Rab Lozer comments, only provided that he was niskaven liknos as a golo. It was hoifech as a golo. What is the Gemara quote? Omer Rab Lozer here in the middle of the Amud. The Gemara says, "Mi Amar Rab Loza Hachi." Rab Loza says he dig a bore in the middle of the Bishus Harabim. Amar Rab Loza, Amar Mishum Rabbi Shmuel says in the name of Tanu Shmuel, Shnei Dvarim Ein Bishus Shalodam. Sa'an Hakosuk Kina Bishus. He dig a bore in the middle of the Bishus Harabim. Yechayiv. That's the Pashut Pshat in the Chumash. He dig a bore. But Rashi quotes that's Machleik Zerav Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel on Daf Mem Tes. So Rab Loza quotes in the name of the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, that a bar b'shus harabim is chayv. Doesn't have to belong to me. Balabar yishalai means I did asiyas habor. I'm called the balabar because asiyas habor. Ferek digimah v'hamar Rab Loza ripcha. But don't we have a contradiction? Because the Mishnah says ha'hoifech es ha'golov. Rab Loza says only provided v'omer Rab Loza lo shanu elush in his kabin liskos b'hem. He picked it up. He just turned it over a little bit, and he had a mind to be kaina. So that's why Rashi and Tosfos discuss, he had a mind to be kind of Bahakboah, but he, the Gemara is going to come out. He was only Haifech HaZagolo. He didn't even pick it up to eat Tvachma. And Rashi holds in all over Shas that you say Lovud. If you pick something up less than three Tvachma is Lovud, so that kind of Bahakboah. So Rashi answers, this is an exception to the rule. When do I hold? Tosfos quotes the Rashi. Tosfos Tistayim. So, oh no, the Tosfos El Amar Abashi. So Tosfos quotes the Rashi. The Rashi says, when do I hold that you have to pick it up? Gimel Tvachim, if you koine a matana from somebody else. Let's say somebody gives me a lulav, matana manas lahachzim. So I want to be koine bahagboah. So Rashi holds, you have to pick it up, three tvachim. What do you mean you have to pick it up, three tvachim? Let's say, the one who gives me the lulav gives him it like, he's standing. He's 6 feet tall, he gives me the lulav, so the lulav is at the height of 4 feet. He gives me the lulav, so it's already three tvachim above the ground. He gives me the lulav in shul. I don't have to pick it up another three tvachim. I don't have to pick it up anything. It's already mugba biyodi. This is all you have to pick up a tefach. When I give the box of matzahs to my next neighbor to make the eruv in the building, my next neighbor doesn't have to pick it up a tefach. She's holding it in her hand. Her hand is more than three tvachim above the floor. So that's in shulchan aruch. There's no need to pick it up another tefach, another three tefachim above where I give it to them. It's already mugba gimel tefachim a tefach. So Rashi says, when is my opinion in all over in Shas that Hagboah has to be gimel tefachim above the ground or above the table? And if it's within three tefachim, is lo b'dats. If it's a matone or a mechira, it belongs to the marakama now. So Hagboah Meshicha means I'm machnasin it to what's considered my rishus. The real hachnasa l'rishus is if you have yad, Venasan biyada. It says by the get venasan biyada, and by the gneiv it says imatzi simatzi biyada agneiv. So the Gemara says if you only have a pasuk by get, you would think it's only a din by get. If you only have a pasuk by ganiv, you would think it's only a din by ganiv. Once you have the both pasukim, where's that Gemara? In Bob Metzia Daf Yud Aleph, I think. So Gemara says once you have the pasuk venasan biyada by get, imatzi simatzi biyada by the gneiv, you put them together. That teaches the kinyan yad and kala tarakula. Then the Gemara says how do you know a chotzer works? The Gemara says because it says himatzi simatze. Himatzi simatze is a kefa loshen, and yedarshan loshen is kfulim. So himatzi simatze comes to be marbe even chotzer. Then the Gemara, how do you know that chotzer is good by a get? The husband doesn't put the get into his wife's hand. His wife has her own room. His wife has her own apartment. She's not living in the same house with the husband. She has her own apartment. She has her own office that belongs to her. How is that possible? Okay, shut. The wife has her own. So the husband doesn't have to confront the wife and give the get to her hand. She's going to kill him. The wife will kill him. So he puts the get into her chutzah and he runs away. So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk, v'nasam b'yad, v'nasam mikom makom. So from these two psukim, you learn to call it tarakula, that kinyan yad exists in call it tarakula, and kinyan chutzah exists in call it tarakula. So kinyan yad, kinyan chutzah is hainu hach, mam literally hachnosa l'rushusa, I'm a talpalim. On karka you can't be koneh with hachnasa l'vishusa, but on metalklam you can be koneh with hachnasa l'vishusa. So then the Gemara says, not only a yad in chotze, yad is mamash, it's in my yad, but if it's half in, half out, so the part that's in my yad is yad, the part that's sticking out is already hagboah. So then hagboah is also considered as if it's hachnasa l'vishusa. Let's say he picks up the thing like this. So all he has biyad is the top inch and a half, and the rest is a kinyan hagboah. So hagboah is also considered hachnasa l'vishusa, and meshicha is also considered. Where is he doing the meshicha? He can't do meshicha in the middle of the vishusa ram. That's not the meshicha. That's not called hachnasa l'vishusa. And Gemara says he does meshicha b'simta b'tzidei vishusa rabim, in a place where he's not going to be blocking the traffic. So that's also called hachnasa l'vishusa. So the all kind of hagboah in Meshicha, everything is considered a form of hachnosa l'vishusa. So Rashi holds, not that you need gimel tvachim hagboah because otherwise it's lovud, you never did the hagboah. No, li'olam, Rashi agrees with Tosfos. All you need is hagboah tefach. But you can't do hachnosa l'vishuscha before you motzi it from the rishus of the marakama. So wherever it happens to be, if I park my car in the street, it's shaliyah b'shusi, it's b'shusi. Not only is my car b'shusi, if I park my car in my garage, even if I park it in the street, if I if if it's beheter, if I park my car in the middle of the street, in the middle of blocking all the traffic, I have no right to do that, then the car is not called bishusi. But if I have a right to leave it there, then the car is called, whatever shali is automatically bishusi, unless there's some kind of mafkia. So Rashi says, if someone else is selling me some metalplim or giving me a matona, so I have to be moitzied first from the rishus over the barakama before I can be machnas and into my rishus. So then you need hakbog gimel tvachim, because kol zman I didn't pick up three tochim, it's lovud, it's still considered bishus of the marakama. But he says over here, since there was an opinion that we don't paskin like, since ikal aman diyama, since there was an opinion habata behef kekoni, below hakbog perak habayis valiyah, the end of bob metziah, even though we don't paskin like that, but it's based on the idea that by a dovish al hefke, you don't have to do the first step first and then the second. You don't have to be moitziet marishus marakama. There is no marakama by hefke. It's onerous. All you have to do is be machnas into your rishus. So that's why there was an opinion habata behefke kone. So we don't paskin like that. But Rashi is just proving, he's explaining the whole idea that I have this bug in my head that you have to always do hagbo gimel tvochem. That's only if it belongs to someone else and I have to be moitziyat from his rishus first. But if it's a davar shel hefker, you don't have to be moitziyat from anyone's, you just have to be machnesed into your rishus, so that you don't need, for that you don't need gimel tvachim. One tefach chazal. That's what Tosis quoted from the Rashi. Tosis happens to disagree with Rashi in other places. But here they're defending Rashi. Mikan ein ledaktik. You can't disprove Rashi here, can't disprove Rashi from the Gemara in Erevin.
I mean,
maybe
saying that Rashi's not
passing
like
the Mandam Avodah Hakakani. The Gemara rejects it, yeah. Because Rashi says the Ikal Amandam, because it says the Ikal Amandam, that there's somebody. Isn't that Filo Avodah Hakakani? Can't really. Probably not Maduktak. We should check in the Rabbeinu Peretz, how does it say? They're quoting Rashi. So it's probably a slip of the pen over here. Someone, either the Balei HaTos made a slip, well, the printer made a slip over here. The Pasha says, Tais is saying the same as Rashi. There was an opinion like that, but we don't paskin like that. But we accept that idea. We accept the idea of that opinion. That by Hefke, you don't have to do two steps. First, be moitzei from the Rishus Marakama, then machnes into your Rishus. All you have to do is machnes into your Rishus. That's enough of the Tefel. So what did the Gemara say? The Mishnah, the last line in the second Mishnah, on Laman Amid Aleph. It's really a Mishnah b'fnei atzma. So Rab Loza says, Lo shanu elo, what does he say? Lo shanu elo, sheniskaben liskas ben. He has a mind to be koine. Lo niskaben liskas, then he's not chai. Why not? But he did asiyas hamazik. Rab Loza just said, in the name of the Tana Rebbe Shmuel, shnei dvar meinim b'shusa shel adam. When the Chumash says he digs a bar in the middle of the street, in the middle of the Bishus Harab. So what makes him into Balabar Yishalem? Why do we give him the label Balabar? He's not the Balam in Dinim Amenis. Ain't a Shaloi, ain't a Bishusa. The bar is in the middle of the street. He's the Balabar because Asiyas Hamazik. So here he did Asiyas Hamazik. He picks up the Golol and he puts it in a different location. So before it was a bar over there, now he put the bar over here. So why does Rab Loza say Lo Shana Vala Shiniskab Liskas Bahem? It contradicts what Rab Loza said before in the name of the Tana Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case, it says in the Mishnah, Haifach is a Golol. The Gemara says he took the Golol and he put it back in the same location. But the Gemara first thought he took the Golol home. Took the Golol home. he picked it up and he said, hey, it's a good idea, I'm going to take this. Then he changed the money, puts it back in the middle of the street. So Gemara says, once he takes the Golol away, that's like one person digs a bar. Another person comes and he fills in the whole bar. It's talakulam iserishin. So when I put back the Golol in the middle of the street, even if I put it back in the same location, that's mamash asiyas habar mechodesh, yesh meyayin. It's talakulam iserishin. Gemara says, no, Rabbi Loza was medayik the loshin ha-mishnah. How come the Mishnah uses the verb ha-hoifech es ha-golol? It didn't say ha-magbi es ha-golol. So it must be he didn't pick it up gimel tvachim. What's the relevance of gimel tvachim? Means it's the same board that it was from before. He just tossed it over a little bit like this. He didn't really pick it up. So he didn't do asiyas ha-mazik. The golol was there all the time. It wasn't tamam, it wasn't kisa, nothing changed over here. But so that's why Rabbi Loza says, so why is he chayiv beniskay? Why is chayiv? The answer is only if niskaven liskays. If lo niskaven liskays, then he doesn't become the balabor. He didn't do asiyas habor. The gola was there all along, and he just was mahapich at a little bit pachas mishloisha. And why did what motivated him to say my duchki the Rabbi Loza look min kol shafacha? Because the loshen on mishnah it says hayfach hasagola doesn't have magdias hagola. As nisin kshisei, that's the gemara. So aloch lamaisa, whenever you have machlekes, I may rabuda aloch ekrabuda. So what do you mean aloch ekrabuda? Abai says betarti pligi. So this Abai holds betarti pligi two unrelated machlekes. Ramei rabuda aloch ekrabuda. So according to Abaye, what does Rabbi Yudin mean? B'miskaben chai b'ena miskaben pot. I mean, miskaben liskos. If he's not miskaben liskos, then it's not his. The mapkin and zokov is not chai. So that we don't hold like that. We hold the mapkin and zokov lacha nefilas pshia is chai. We hold that he is chai. But Abaye said, betarti pligi two unrelated machloikesin. And the second nekuda is where the mapkin and zokov chai v'potter. So we would pasken on the mapkin azakav lacha nefilas oynes is potter, because neither here nor there he's not the balabor and didi manus because he was mafkirid, and he's not the balabor asiyas habor because it was nefilas oynes. But if the mapkin azakav lacha nefila bipshia, he smashes the bottle and he leaves it there. Mafkir, he walks away. That's asiyas habor. So we wouldn't. If Abai is right that is betarti plea, then we don't accept your abuse on that. We would accept Rav Meir. The mafkin azok of lach and the filos pshia is chai. But on the first nekuda, whether niskal pashen niskal loynes, so that also, how do we paskin over there? We paskin niskal la pashen. Yeah, 10 lines from the top of chav tesam and aleph. So Abai says, pligi b'shas nefilin niskal pashen masav niskal pashen masav niskal la pashen. So we paskin like Rav Yehuda on that. So we really don't hold like Abai betarti pligi two unrelated machlokes. Betarti pligi, let us hold b'hatalia. The second machlokes mapkin azokov, where the chayva potter is only mapkin azokov hocha lacha nefila seine lacha sheniskal. If niskal posheya, then mapkin azokov will be chayv. Niskal zaynes, then mapkin azokov will be potter. That is the gemara. That is the gist of the gemara. So at one point on the first wide line on Chav Tes Amid Beis, at one point the Gemara thought, we said to Stayim the Rav Loza Udi Amar Chayiv, the Amar Rav Loza Mishim Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says you are right to Stayim, you proved it. Someone came from Eretz Yisrael and they told over the Amoraim above there's a Machlekes Abiyach and Rav Loza. They didn't say clearly what the case is. They didn't say who holds which way. So they're trying to figure out this time who holds which way. So they said, oh, we heard another thing. Amar Rav Loza Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, he says, Shnei Devar Menim Mishusav Shalodim. So you see that they thought Rav Loza says it over. It means that he holds like that. Then he finally says it's not true. He doesn't agree with the Tana Rabbi Shmuel. He disagrees. But what they thought originally was normal, a person says the name of his Rebbe, if he doesn't make any comment, means that he agrees. They weren't there in Eretz Yisrael, so they didn't know. He did make a comment. He said, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says, and I don't agree. But the one who traveled to Babel and told him over didn't tell him the whole Shia. They just told him over one part of the Shia. They took out of context. The Rebbe Loza said the name of the Tana Rabbi Shmuel. So the thought originally, they made a testayim, they proved conclusively, that's what they thought, the Rav Loza holds, that you're called the balabor, based on asiyas habor, even if it doesn't belong to you. And if there's a machlekes, Rav Yochanan and Rav Loza, so Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan holds you only called the balabor if it belongs to you. So the Gemara asks now, is that true? Umi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi on the first white line, on Chof Tesam and Bay. Is that Rabbi Yechanan's opinion that you smash a bottle by the swimming pool and you say I'm mafke the pieces and I walk away? You don't have to pay. It's not true. That's exactly what Rabbi Yechanan talks about. The guy smashes, he builds a wall around his house, and he has glass sticking out from the wall. So Rabbi Yechanan says, if the glass is if the glass is sticking out, here's the wall. So he has jagged edges. Yeah, let's say a barbed wire fence. So the barbed wire sticks out. So people are gonna walk. It's not normal that people walk rubbing their jackets up against the building because the jacket is going to get dirty. So if the guy does meshuga, the guy walks and he's leaning against the wall, not only will he get his jacket dirty, he's going to get it torn also because I have sharp glass over there. But if it's not, Rabbi Yechanan says, if it's not mafriach, if the glass is not protruding into the street, it's only mitzamtzem, the edge of the building is very sharp. Whoever's going to lean their jacket on the building is going to tear it. So that's not normal. So that the mazik is not chayv them. That's where Rabbi Yechanan made a comment. Lo shanela, the third wide line. Lo shanela, the guy who builds a geder like that is chayv, that's a bar b'shus harabim. Lo shanela b'mafriach. If the jagged glass is protruding into the street, avol b'mitzamtzem potter. But if the building is the wall is made in such a way that it's very sharp, whoever's going to lean against the wall, going to rip his jacket, I'm not chayv. It's not a bor. It's not a michshol because normal people are not supposed to lean against the wall. And Mor says my time of potter la mishum dehavli. Oh, so first thing Mor thought la mishum dehavli bor. Birshuso. Yet if the bar is birshuscha, then bedavki you're not chayv. So the only time you are chayv is if it's a bar birshus harabim. Michlal, the inference is the chiyuv of the bar birshus harabim. So does not contradict. We said before there's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza. So Rabbi Loza quotes in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Om Rabbi Loza, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei Dvar Meinem Shusu Shalodam, the parsha of digging a bore goes in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing over here. If he's not mafriach, if he's mitzamtzem, then it's a bore b'shusa, then he's not chayv. He's only chayv if he digs a bore b'shusa rabim. So they both said the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan Belosa said the same thing. So what is the machloikis? So the Gemara says, Lo, l'meimeloch, no, you don't necessarily have to say that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds b'mitzamtzem, you're not chayv, is because bor b'shusa is potter, and you're only chayv, and if it's a bor b'shusa rabim. L'olamei malach, mafkin ezokov is potter. Maybe you're only chayv if the bor does belong to you. So over here, no, so why is mitzamtzem potter? Well, a different reason. Shem dein darkon shel bein adam l'schachet piksov. That's not normal, so it's not a takolam. Right? So you can't really prove one or the other. Then the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yechanan says, Alochik is Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah says, Achoyf HaBor B'shus HaRabim. So Rabbi Yechanan holds the normal way. So the Gemara finally answers, Rabbi Lozer, we said before this time, that wasn't really true. So this... The Chazanish quotes this Gemara, in Dakhtan Shal Berar Meschachet Piksolim, he quotes this Gemara to Farenfer, the practice that the Chasam Sofer had. The Chasam Sofer lived in Hagoisha city, and when he made the Erev, so the Goyim would always rip down the Erev. We have today, they don't just rip down Erev, today they kill you. But by him, they didn't think of killing the Jews, so they just ripped down the Erev. That was the fun that they had. So what are you going to do? So he made an Erev. How tall is the tallest guy? 7 feet tall. A football player. 7 feet tall. Okay. And how long, if he sticks his hand up? 9 feet tall. So he put the string of the Erev 10 feet above. But that's pretty expensive. You have to have a wooden pole that goes up 10 feet above the ground. So he didn't make a wooden pole 10 feet. He made a wooden pole 40 inches, 10 tvachim, and he attached the pole to the building on the last 10 tvachim of the 10 feet. So the pole of the Erev begins 8.5 feet above the ground. And it goes for 10 tvachim, and then you have this, the wire on top. So they can't pull down the wire because it's, unless they climb on a ladder, unless one guy climbs on the other guy. So that they don't do. So they can't reach the string, and they can't pull down the pole. The pole is nailed onto the building. Shite. So that solved the problem. So the Chazon Ish holds that that's not acceptable, because the Gemara says at Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is we assume it's probably Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. The Prima Godim is Mesupik. Whether this institution of Tzuras HaPesach, where the Gemara says Konim Bikam Al Gabem, you have a mezuzah on the right side, mezuzah on the left side, and then you have a mashkof on top. So that's called Tzuras HaPesach. So Tzuras HaPesach is Dina Kimechitz. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Prima Godim who's Mesupik, this institution, that Tzuras HaPesach is Dina Kimechitz, is this a real Din Deraisa? And if a person picks something up in the middle of the Shus HaRabim, and he puts it inside the Erev, the watch is sitting in the middle of the street, out of the Erev, then I pick it up and I put it in the Erev, just 2 inches away. So I'm chayiv misa, I'm chayiv kores, because I did machnas from Shus HaRabim into the Shus HaYochid. Or maybe this whole din that it's Tzuras HaPesach is dina kimechitza, maybe it's only a din midirabbanan, maybe on the level of the rice, and maybe it's not dina kimechitza. So he's mesupik. Maybe it only works on a karmelis, but the whole isa haitzah is only midirabbanan to begin with. So then if you make it Tzuras HaPesach is good. But if you have a real Tzuras HaRabim deraisa, so maybe Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work minatur. So the Chazon Ish says that the Prima Godim, see, the Prima Godim was a Galatiana. His job was in Germany. He lived in Frankfurt. Not the Frankfurt over here. This is Frankfurt on the Main. He lived at two cities, Frankfurt on the Oder, a different river. So he had a job. He was a malamed. He taught little children. He taught Chumash. Taught him Chumash with Trop and Rashi. And he was sitting and writing these svarim, Prima Godim. Yeah. So he was a Galatiana, and Chazon Ish was a Litvak. So the Litvaks don't find it so difficult to say that the Prima Godim made a mistake. Galatiana, I can't say Prima Godim made a mistake. Prima Godim knew everything. How is the Shaykh that he made a mistake? So the Chazon Ish says Prima Godim made a mistake because it's a Beferish Gemara. If you want to plant grain on one side, you want to plant grapes on the other side, and it's a shayla of kloy hakerem, so you have to have a harchoke. Mishnah has daldaramas, but you have to have a harchoke in between them. They shouldn't be growing berbuvia. You shouldn't violate kloy hakerem. But if you have a wall, if you have a fence in between, then you can even have, you can plant the grain up until the fence and the grapes up until the fence. So the Gemara says, beferish, even if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, the whole prohibition of climb is only with the Rabban. The Tanoim lived in Eretz Yisrael, so they say in Eretz Yisrael, if you have it, it's called Peya Materes Beklaim. What we call it, Tzuras HaPesach, the Tanoim call it Peya. They used to have, they used to take a branch. They didn't take such straight boards like we do. They used to take a branch that was approximately straight. So the Gemara calls it Peya Materis Beklaim. So you see that the Tzuras HaPesach is a Din Deraisa, it's considered a Mechitza. So the Galatian Achrayim say it can't be that Prima Godim forgot an off in the Gemara. It's in the Sugya of Tzuras HaPesach. It's not a hidden Gemara, some other Mesichta. It's in Erevin, where it belongs, in the first paragraph in Erevin. When the Gemara talks about Tzuras HaPesach, and Aptezvav, so the Gemara says Peya Materis Beklaim. So the Galatian Achrayim defend the Prima Godim. They said, no, but they're two different dinim. On Shabbos, you're talking about a mechitza hamakefes. It only has the status of rishus hayochid if it encloses the entire rishus. By kalayim, you don't have to enclose anything. It's just a mechitza hamapsekes. If you want to plant grain over here and grapes over here, you have to put a mechitza between. Mechitza doesn't have to lead to anything. It's just a mechitza in the middle of nowhere. But I want to plant grain over here and grapes over here, so I have a mechitza this distance. So all you see from that the braisa, that peyam ateres beklaim, is a braisa, You see that it's a Pesach is dina kemechitza. It's good to serve as a mechitza hamapsekes, a hefsek. That's a hafsoke between the grain and the grapes. But to consider it a mechitza hamakefes, it's makib the whole area to make an intervishu seyachet. Ad kadei kach, maybe not. That was the prim begad himself. The begadim didn't forget the gemara, but the Chazon Ish holds that it's wrong. He said it's wrong. Tzuras haPesach works, but on Torah it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, in order that it should be considered a Tzuras haPesach, what are the rules and the regulations of Tzuras haPesach? So, remember, someone was once asking Rabbi Salvation. Rabbi Salvation said, "What's the problem? It's just one rule. Kana mikam, kana mikam, kana al gabein. That's all. That's all you have to know." Yeah, but there are a lot of details. So all the details are based on one principle. It has to be kida abdi inchi. It's only called the Tzuras haPesach if it's you made the frame of the door in the normal way. So let's say you made Tzuras haPesach min atzad. Instead of having the wire go on top, kana al gabei, we have it min atzad. I tie the string around, and it goes to the other pole. I tie it around. So the Gemara said that's no good. Why is it no good? The Gemara said because it's pischei shamoi. Psochem shomeimim. That's on Daf Yud Aleph in Erevin. Has to be kidei abdi inchi. Has to be the normal way that people would construct the frame of a door. So the Chazon Ish says, is this normal that you have poles that are begin 8.5 feet above the ground level? Normal is you have a frame of a door, it goes down to the ground here. Konami kan goes down to the ground. Chazon Ish says it's even wrong what all of the poskim write, many poskim write, including his brother-in-law, the stipler. He writes a double poshet like that if the pole comes down within 3 tochim to the ground, you say lovud, and that's acceptable. Chazon Ish said, what lovud, when lovud? You have to ask a goy. A goy never heard of lovud. You have to ask a goy, is this a normal way to make a frame of a door? A goy will say, no. Frame of the door, the konami kan has to reach the ground. It can't be. You can't use halacha moshe mesinik to say that it's normal. The din requires it has to be normal. There are some rabbanim they make the erev lechatchila like that. They bedafke. Some rabbanim insist they don't want the poles to go all the way down to the ground because the cars are going to crash into it and it's going to ruin the bottom. So it's, or the snow or the ice is going to ruin the bottom. The whole thing is going to fall apart. So they dafke have it elevated above the ground, 2 tefachim above the ground. As long as within 3 tefachim is good. So the Chazon Ish said that it's no good. Kan mikam has to reach the ground. And according to the others, has to be within 3 tefachim to the ground. Love it. So he says, the Chasam Sefer was concerned that the goyim are pulling down the string. So he put up the poles on the top 10 tefachim, 8.5 feet above the ground. He has a pole that goes 10 tefachim, and then he has the wire up on top. So how can it be? But the poles have to go, according to the Chazon Ish, all the way down to the ground, or has to go within 3 tefachim to the ground. This is mamish pischei shamoi, psochem shomeimim. That's not the normal way to make a Tzuras haPesach. So he says, I think I know what was in the back of the mind of the Chasam Sofer, but I think he's wrong. So he says, I think he's wrong because it's psochem shomeimim, pischei shamoi. That's not the normal way to make a Tzuras haPesach. What did the Chasam Sofer think? So he said, the Chasam Sofer was probably thinking of this Gemara. A darkan shal bani adam lehischachech b'ksodim. The Gemara says that let's say you have a mechitza. Let's say you have a fence around the front lawn or the backyard. And the fence doesn't go all the way down to the ground. The fence is 6 feet tall, reaches the height of 6 feet tall. But it doesn't go down all the way down to the ground. So does it accomplish to make the backyard or the front lawn into Rishus HaYochid or not? So the Gemara says, if it goes down within 3 tefachim to the ground, then you say Lovud. But if it's above 3 tefachim above the ground, then you say a mechitza shahagadoyim bokimbo is lav shmo mechitza. If the goats can easily jump under the mechitza, the whole idea of mechitza is that it's mafsik between the inside and the outside. It's makif an area, and you can't go in. You can't go through the wall. But if it's not makim anything, if the gedoyim can easily go under, the Gemara has a machloikis in the first perik in Erevin. What's the shear of lovud? Is it 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim? How can you have the Rambam writes, you never have a machloikis in Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. the Rambam writes in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnah, how can you have a machlekes? What was the halacha Moshe Messina? So the answer probably is the nusach of the halacha Moshe Messina was that mechitzu shehagadoyim bokim bo is not acceptable, but the different sizes of gedoyim. Some gedoyim are fatter than others. Some are overweight. So is it a big fat gedi? So it needs a height of 4 tefachim to get through, or is it a skinny little gedi, a young gedi that can squeeze through? If it's only 3 tefachim, it's enough. So that's the machlokes hatanoim, how to translate the lashon of the halacha Moshe Messina. Probably was b'chitza shagdoim bokabo is not acceptable. If the gedi can easily go under it, here the door, there's a tiny crack less than an inch over the door, so the bugs can walk through. But the mice can't go under the door, and it's not enough if mice can go on. You have to have gedoyim. But what size gedi? So that was the machlokes hatanoim. How do you translate it? And whatever the din is, the 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim. That's how we establish a din of lavud. Is lavud 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim? Is machlokes hatanoim. We paskan all over shas. It's 3 tefachim because over here the shear for gedoyim is a smaller gedi, not a bigger gedi. So he says, how can, what kind of a good mechitza is this? The pole, the Tzuras HaPesach, is the mechitza. But the Tzuras HaPesach is suspended above the ground. It's 8.5 feet above the ground. So everyone can walk under it. So is not mechitza shagdoim bokim bo, it's not acceptable. How can the Chassam Sofer think that it's good? So he says, I know what he's thinking. He's probably thinking, when you make the Erev, so you always put the Kanamikan, on the wall of, on the outside of a building. The inside of the building is, of course, a Rishusach, is Mukha Mechitzin, Mechitzin of the building. You want to be Makif the street. You want the street should also be considered a Rishusach. So you're going to attach the pole of the Tzuras HaPesach, the Kanamikan, the Mezuzah on the Yamin and Mezuzah on the left. You're going to put them next to the building. So since Ein Darkin Shal B'nei Adam L'Hischachach B'Ksalim, normal people don't walk up, they don't brush up so close next to the wall, they stay away around an inch. So he assumes that some of the Gedoyim are also not so stupid. The Gedoyim don't want to get, they're not going to get their jackets dirty, they're not wearing jackets, but they can hurt themselves. They don't want to rub up against the wall. He says maybe the Chassam Sofer was thinking like that. So he thought that since the pole is mamish touching the building, just like ein darkan shel bnei adam l'schachech b'ksalim, ein darkan shel gedoyim ider l'schachech b'ksalim, so it's a mechitza shein ha-gedoyim bokim bo. So he said, that's an interesting idea. Maybe that's what the Chassam Sofer had in the back of his mind. But he says, it's not sufficient. Not only is that a problem, mechitza shagedoyim bokim bo, the gedoyim can walk under, it's elevated above the ground level 8.5 feet, but it's a problem. It's a pischi shamoy. It's poorly constructed. It's Tzuras HaPesach has to be kidiav the inchi normal. Has to be that it should reach. Heath hole has to reach all the way to the floor. Even if it reaches within tefachim, is not acceptable. So that's his taina halacha lamaisa. He has the Chazan Ish on Erevin has one whole siman dedicated. See, the Chassam Sofer was a Hungarian, so it didn't bother him. He really wasn't a Hungarian. He was a Yekke. He signs all of his Jewish Meisha Kot me Frankfurt. He never became a Hungarian. He was always a Yekke all the way through. And he introduced a lot of the Yekkish and Hagim into Hungary. All the people who follow a lot of things, the way they dress. They didn't dress like Hungarians. They dressed like Yekkes. All those who followed the Chassam Sofer. Yeah.
Why is the
Gedeim,
which is
the
Divine Lovely, why does that apply to
The poles of the Tzuras HaPesach constitute the mechitza. The Kanamikamikanim is the mechitza. So the Kanamikamikanim should be Ein HaGedoyim Bokembo. If the Gedoyim can easily go under it, so then it's not a valid mechitza. So he said, this is what probably the Chassam Sofer was concerned about. So he thought, but if you nail the poles into the building, so nobody walks, just like normal people don't walk so close to the building. So the Gedoyim also wouldn't walk so close to the building. So it's a mechitza shein agdoyim bokimbo. But he says, that's not the only problem. There's a bigger problem. The problem is not kidei abdi inchi. It's Tzuras HaPesach has to be the normal way you make it. That's why there's a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Erevin quotes a tshuva Shuvah's Maim Rabim, I think it's by I forgot his name, one of the earlier Achranim, the one who wrote Mizrahi, Abdelia Mizrahi. Magen Avraham quotes a Shuvah from Abdelia Mizrahi that if you have the Kohanim become the Kohanim become Kohan Al Gabeyim, so one is three times as tall as the other one. One pole is three times as tall as the other one. So that's okay. Adkan. So the Prima Godim asked, but if one is three times as tall as the other one, so how is the string going? So the string is going in such a at such an angle. The string is not straight. So you see a chiddush from this Chubas Adayim Mizrahi, that even though the string is very crooked, it's acceptable. That's what the Prima Godim points out. So the later Achrayim point out, it's not true. He didn't have access to the Chuvas HaBelia Mizrahi. Magen Avraham doesn't quote the whole thing. He just quotes one line. You look in the Chuvas HaBelia Mizrahi, he writes a case that had one pole was three times as tall as the other. And people thought that that's what the Erev was, but he said, it wasn't like that. They took the string from the top of the very tall one and they attached it to a hook on the building. And they put the lower pole, which is only one-third height of the other one, they put the lower pole directly below the string. And the Gemara says that it's a valid Tzuras HaPesach if the Kohen is al gabeim afal pishein and orgeya, even though the poles are not touching the string. The pole is 8 feet below, the pole is over here, and the string is 8 feet higher. But if the string is directly above the pole, that's acceptable. So Rabbi Dalia Mizrahi has a shaila, but maybe it's a marisayin. The people are going to see that one pole is much taller than the other, so they may think that there's something wrong over here. So he says, no, the string is straight, and each pole has more than 10 tvachim. One of them has 20 tvachim, one of them has 20 amas. So he says, that's not a problem. But he's talking about the string is straight, not the string is crooked. So the Prima Godim was medayik incorrectly. He didn't have the chuvas HaBelia Mizrahi. He just saw the line in the Magen Avraham. One pole is three times as tall as the other, and he thought that the string is in a diagonal position. So Rabbi Kivege writes on that Prima Godim. Rabbi Kivege quotes that Prima Godim, and he says, but if it's very crooked, if the string is very crooked, then it's pischi shamoy, then it's not the normal way. When people build a house and they make the frame of the door, it's always perpendicular to the pull of gravity. The two poles have to be perpendicular to the pull of gravity, and the pole on top should be perpendicular to that. It's not going to be parallel to the ground. When I walk up to the yeshiva on 184th Street, so it's a hill, so the buildings on either side are not built in such a way that the front door, the mashkaf on top, is parallel to the ground. If the mashkaf would be parallel to the ground, the whole building would be crooked. The whole building would fall down. It would be the Leaning Tower of Pisa. They don't make buildings like that. You have to make buildings. The shtei mezuzahs have to be according to the pull of gravity. That's normal. And the pole on top, or the string on top, whatever you have, the mashkaf shouldn't be parallel to the ground. It should be perpendicular to the pull of gravity. They always knew that. That's not a modern discovery, that you have to consider gravity. They used to build houses the other way and they fell down. So then they realized you have to build houses considering which way the pull of gravity is.
What if the string slopes?
Also a problem. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Mishkan as Yankif. Mishkan as Yankif was Rabbi Yankel Kalina, Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. He has around six reasons. If the string sags a lot, then he says it's no good. You always have to make the string tight. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't give you the reason. He says, look in the Mishkan as Yankov, he has six different reasons why it's no good. So one of the reasons is it's not Kidi Abdi Inchi. Rav Soloveitchik related that when he was a child, his family only visited Rav Chaim a few times. The last, I think, 2 years in Rav Chaim's life, they were together in Warsaw, so they were talking and learning every day. But when he was younger, when he was a young child, he said he really visited Reb Chaim. And he says when they used to visit Reb Chaim, so it was like an outing for him, he would go with the Dayan, Reb Simcha Zelig, to tighten the strings on the Erev. That he remembers. Because Reb Simcha Zelig learned in Volozhin, and the Mishkan and Yankov learned in Volozhin, so that's the party line. You have to tighten the string. And every week, the strings would it would rain on it, they would get sagging, so they would tighten it. The Gemara says, "Hakadim bikan, hakadim bikan," and then it's an archway. So the Gemara says the archway is not straight, so that doesn't count as a konagabeyim. It's good because above the archway you're going to have a pole that's flat. So even though the konagabeyim bikan are not touching that pole, so the Gemara proves afal pishen nogea. If the two poles on either side are not touching the konagabeyim, the mashkaf on top is also good, and they derive it from that din. That if you have an archway like this, and then you have a pole on top of the archway, so it's chayv and mezuzah, and it's considered a tzaras ha-pesach for Shabbos purposes, but the pole on top is not touching either of the poles on either side. So you see, afal pishen and negeir is good. So why don't they say that the arched mashkof is the mashkof? So you see, an arched mashkof is no good. So the Mishkan is Yankton says, if it's arched like this, is no good. So if it's sagging like that, is also no good. The same thing. Whether it's sagging up or it's sagging down, it has to be straight. It's not kiddi avdi inchi. It has to be kiddi avdi inchi. So that's the Chazanish's comment. So the Chazanish in his sefer on Erevin, now they put the whole Arachaim together. But originally, when it came out in Europe, Erevin was a separate sefer. So now they have everything together. So in the section on Erevin, he has one whole siman. Comments on things that appear in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer that I think that are incorrect. A whole chapter in the Chazon Ish dedicated to ripping apart all the Chasam Sofer by the Hungarians, not Shai. How can you argue with it? The Hungarians say the Vilna Goin know how to learn almost as well as the Chasam Sofer. By them, the highest level was the Chasam Sofer. What Shai? The Chasam Sofer made a mistake, not Shai. Okay. Very good. Maybe we'll stop here. When is the last day of class again?
A week from Monday.
Let's see. They told me the last day of class is Tuesday the 14th of May, and the final is supposed to be Wednesday the 15th of May. Does that correspond to what it says on the calendar?
Yeah, no.
So the final is supposed to be 2 weeks from today. Today is May 1st. So May 15th is the final. That's what they just told us at the meeting. So how much time do we need for Chazor? The last Bechina covered how much? I forgot. To where?
Chav Gimel.
So there's hardly anything here. Maybe we'll learn another day. Okay. So tomorrow we'll learn. I'm going out of town for Shabbos, and I won't be able to give a shiur on Sunday. But okay, so Monday we'll start Chazor. Tomorrow we'll try to cover as much as we can on Lamed, and then on Monday we'll start Chazor. So. Anybody going to see Alan Weissman? Anybody live in Passaic? No. Okay. Thank you.